Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. There is one song which I personally heard Srila Prabhupada sing very often. I didn't hear him sing this very often, but I heard him once sing it, and while singing, he had tears in his eyes. It is a bhajan by Narottama Das Thakur. I have already one. Thank you. It's a bhajan by Narottama Das Thakur, which expresses a little bit the mood of the devotee who enters the kirtan mandala, or the assembly of other devotees who do kirtan. I would like to say it. O Hari, my life passes uselessly. I have received this human birth, but I have not performed any worship of Radha and Krishna. Thus, I have knowingly drunk poison. The devotee here chastises himself. What am I doing with my life? One day has passed, one week has passed, a whole year has passed. It has passed uselessly, because although I have received a human birth, I just seem to be antagonistic to worshipping Radha and Krishna. Why has attachment for Harinam Sankirtan, Goloka Vidal's treasure of divine love, not yet awakened within me? What am I doing? Day and night my heart burns in the poisonous fire of material existence, and I have no means to alleviate it. Yes, I come to kirtan melas. Yes, I come to holy name events. Yes, I also sometimes perform devotional service. But when I'm very serious with me, my heart is full of material existence. The son of the king of Braja has become the son of Sachidevi, and Balaram has become Nitai. Through Harinam they have delivered all those who were fallen and wretched. Jagai and Madai are testament to this fact. But I have not been delivered. Narottama says, O my Lord, son of Nanda Maharaj, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, be merciful to me at last. Do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. Other than you, who is mine? He prays, okay, I am fallen, but now I turn to you, Radha and Krishna. Don't push me away from your sacred lotus feet. I really wish to ask you to give me your mercy. And this is what we were speaking this morning about. What is wrong with Hare Krishna? You go there? Or yes. This is what we were speaking this morning about. When you do kirtan, it's good at the beginning to turn to Krishna positively and properly, and then sing to them. I like the sitting arrangement of the Vrindavan temple. There, Indra Prabhu would do the 24-hour kirtan, and the devotees in the kirtan would sit before the deity, they would turn to the deities and sing for Krishna Balaram and Radha Sam Sundar. So here we sit in a little different way to communicate with all of you. But this is certainly not a stage performance. This kirtan is definitely meant for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna, Panchatan Prabhu. Paramatma's earbuds is meeting. Ich bin, glaube ich, zu laut. Ein bisschen weg von mir. So. So, we have taken a melody from this sitting arrangement, from my interview. And we want to try to sing it this evening with you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
oh,
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama oil and benzene.
and filled with energy, really. And although these ships are so big, they are controlled by a little blade, a rudder. How do we say rudder in the local language? A kormilo. There is a kormilo. And the big ship, although it is really tons and tons of tons of weight, I don't know, thousands of tons, it's just moved by the little rudder. And it turns around left and right and goes to USA or Korea, just on the strength of the little rudder. In the same way, our material life, which is very heavy, is controlled by the little rudder, the little, it's called the jeev, a little tongue. When it speaks nonsense, the tongue, you go in one direction, but if you speak about Krishna or chant the holy name, then your life goes in a different direction. Do you understand the analogy? Although your material life may be very weighty, and it may be a very big problem even at times, and you may find yourself sometimes in just situations that you feel you can almost not solve on your own, because the decisions are so difficult to make. It's so difficult to find out, should I go left or should I go right in my life? Sometimes there are even situations in spiritual life where we really do not know what is the best course, what is the best way for me to choose. But if I start really using this little rudder, it's a little thing, this big only, and chanting Hare Krishna, you will see how your life turns in an auspicious direction. And I've seen personally miracles happening to devotees who started to take this chanting very seriously. Someone who takes chanting seriously, he understands, this is my chance now to be with Krishna. It is my chance to worship Krishna. It is my chance to express to Krishna what I have forgotten to say. So this little, let me say, conviction, or this little insight, or little piece of, can we say it's an enlightenment, or can we say it's a realization, or can we say it is a knowledge which is alive in us, this taking shelter in the holy name can change the course of your life. Maybe before you would have gone into a material life or a compromised Krishna conscious life. But if you start chanting, your life, all of a sudden, you will be in Vrindavan. It's just like the big oil tanker. If the rudder, the small little thing, moves in the right direction, it will, let us say, it will move to Korea and not the USA. Just as an example, I have no political message in my mind by saying this, but it's something totally different that happened. So I can request you, this is now the last session for our evening. It was a wonderful day with so much chanting in the town, and you were dancing. So Jojashi will sing. oh, I heard our Gopi Prema. What? Aha, one more session. Good. Our Gopi Prema or our Gopi Gita, I have forgot who, but Prema. You, Prema Gopi, you wanted to say something now, is it?
Yeah,
Manika,
she wants me to say something.
Okay.
But we can also do it later, after the Ujashni.
After Ujashni,
yeah,
we can... Good.